The Gemara picks up on Chulin at the top of Kufa Min Aleph with the identical question on the second part of the Mishnah as on the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave us two examples of things that don't appear to be batel. One was the case of the Gid ben Agidim, and the other is the Chatich ben Chatich. So you have a piece of nevela, whatever it is, a piece of non-kosher meat. It gets mixed in, you can't tell which is which. So the Mishnah says, Gevalt, Keshrigi, you got to throw them all out. Right, come on, we have to throw them all out. Petifto Baruba, why doesn't the Batel Barov? Now we know already, we have so much to talk about that we can learn all those things over again. Petifto Baruba, Deraisa, Derabana, yeah, okay, we know that, because I am what we spoke about for the last month, all right? Good. Petifto Baruba. So the Gemara has to now explain why this Chatichah Shon Veil is not Batel Barov. So, Hanich Lamandiyam Akol Shedark Limana Sheninu, Lamandiyam Eshedark Limana Sheninu Maik Lamemer. The Gemara here makes a very, very cryptic reference, which the Gemara talks a lot more about in Maseches Beitz, Maseches Zara, about a Machlekes Amoraim within a Machlekes Atanoim. There's one Tana, Rabbi Meir, when a Mishnah Maseches Orla throws out a phrase about Dovash Beminyan. Things that are counted, and we've made reference to this a few times, things that are counted that in and of itself may grant Chashivas to something. Now, we may not even follow that. It's a big Machlekes Atanoim, we'll even accept Rabbi Meir, but within the world view of Rabbi Meir, there is such a concept called Davar Shebeminyan, not Batel. And again, most probably, the Rabbanan part of the Pizman of Rav Hashuvim, etc. But there was a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Within that Shita, what constitutes Davar Shebeminyan? Just how much minyan do you need in order to be a minyan? So Rish Lakish said, Kol Shadaki Limana, things that are generally speaking counted. It doesn't mean they're always counted, often counted. So if you go into the store and you ask, can I please buy a package of 10 of this item? If that's the normal way of buying things, that's the normal way of talking, that's called the Davar Shebeminyan. Even though it's possible, if you once in a while, I go into the store and say, listen, give me a bag full of such and such item. You don't have to count. Give me a handful. Give me a bag full. Give me a pound of. I don't literally spell out the exact number. Rabbi Shlomo said, that's also called a Davar Shebeminyan. And Rabbi Yechon said, no. Rabbi Yechon said, in order to be a Davar Shebeminyan, that's what's called Eshadak Limanos. That means something that is always counted. There's no other way. If you go into a store and ask, give me a handful of eggs, the guy would say, you're crazy. You're out of your mind unless you live in St. Nicholas. Your mom is crazy. Nobody buys eggs except a dozen eggs. That's where you buy eggs. So, come Rabbi Yechav Shlokesh, have this machlekes, aliba to that mandi yomar. So, comes the Gemara here, it says that this may be the key to understanding our Mishnah. Why is the Chatichas Nevela not Batel? Because it could be, this is called Davar Shebeminyan. Why is it Davar Shebeminyan? Because people tend to count out pieces of meat. Why do people tend to count out pieces of meat? Why? What? Well, yeah, when you're serving, right? When you're serving, you want to know. The caterer wants to know how many pieces of meat you're serving, right? So the Baal Sabayas wants to know how many pieces of chicken we're making tonight for dinner. So people tend to count out pieces of meat. So they may meet the requirement of being a Davar Shebeminyan. So the Gemara says, that's very nice. If you have the watered-down version of Davar Shebeminyan, if you think that Kol Shedak in the Manos is enough, so then maybe Pshat in the Mishnah is correct. But up here, if you hold that Eshedak in the Manos, you need the very, 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 very precise definition of Davar Shebeminyan, something that's always counted, meat is not always counted, and therefore it would fall short. Michael and Meimer. So the Gemara says, no, this is different. Shiny Chaticha Hoel Beril is Kabe Balasne Orchim. The Gemara says, this is not just the thing that's counted, this is a chash of a thing in and of itself. You know why? Because what are you going to do with this piece of meat after you count it? You're going to serve it to guests. You're going to invite a guest to have a nice piece of steak. So that's called another chash of in and of itself. Because it's ru'ilis kabeh. Something that you use to give honor and respect and invite somebody, a chash of a dignitary to your house. So that's a whole new ball game. And another chatichulis kabeh is ain't a teila. So it sounds from the simple reading of Gemara that we're almost backtracking from that Mishnah. We're backtracking from the whole sugya of Davar Shebeminyan. And we just kind of introduced a new concept here called Chatich L'Iskabim, which becomes really the basis of our sugya. So a new din that just appears, which is the Gemara's final beer in our Mishnah, it's looked in our Mishnah, this concept of Chatich L'Iskabim. Again, it's 99.9999% sure it's only a din d'Rabbanan, because it's highly unlikely that Dvarim Chashuvim are not Batel in a Torah, unless you have some very, very unique way of reading a Tosis tucked away in the Ila. But again, we don't even know how to read that Tosis. We're not sure what Tosis said, or Moshe didn't think the Tosis said it. So it's very unlikely to believe that there's a real din, a lack of Batel in a Torah. But again, it's a Chumah d'Rabbanan. And this would be on our list of other things that are not Batel, such as Berias and Davar Sheish Matirins, and a half dozen other things that are not Batel. And again, this would be the new concept, the new topic, the new school, Chaticha Ruiniska. Ad kan tevi Gemara. So I'm going to pose a very strange question. Do we follow what it says in the Gemara? We doing Judaism? What do we follow? Say the Gemara, like, stop at the Gemara. No one argues it. What are you talking about? Why would anybody believe that this Gemara is Shalok Yalocha? Because you don't like it? Shalok Yalocha? What do the words mean? Is that Pshat and Mishnah? Stam Mishnah. The Gemara, this is the authentic Pshat and the Stam Mishnah. But some Nikapu's going to tell you, I have another Pshat in the Mishnah. It's crazy. That's crazy. You can't do that. If you have a Roy, when Yimbe Begomru, check the art school book about the history of the Gemara. Whatever it says, the Gemara, that's binding. We know that already, right? You don't need art school for that. We know that. You don't read about stuff on the road. Everybody knows that. So it says in the Gemara, you need art school for a lot of things, but you can figure that out on your own. So it says in the Gemara that this is the Pshat and the Mishnah. This is it. This is the final word. There's nothing else to talk about. The problem is that you can't just take a line of Gemara in a vacuum because there are other sugyas and shas, and there may be other sugyas that talk about this very topic, and there may be other sugyas that don't come to this conclusion. And then you're in a pickle. Because if you can create other sugyas that may have alternate conclusions, then you have to be a Rishon now. Then you have to rise to the challenge of trying to figure out how to make sense, how to paskin, when you have multiple Gemaras saying different things. So we don't even know we have these multiple Gemaras. You know, ignorance is bliss. If we don't know anything, we just have four blind years, so we don't know very much. So we just know what it says here. Well, good, so we can paskin here, there we get sniff, we can paskin challenge, we're good to go. But if you actually learn other Mesechtas, then you're going to run into trouble. So one of the Mesechtas that you may run into trouble, if you happen to luck out and learn Bikiyas, and you come to our yeshiva, you learn about Zohar and Bikiyas, one of the many reasons why the yeshiva is learning Bikiyas about Zohar is because there's a lot of overlap between the two. So you'll bump into a Gemara Mesechta about Zohar on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. You'll actually bump into a Mishnah about Zohar. With the Mishnah, the fifth Brech about Zohar, for those who are learning about Zohar realize that the first four Brechim have nothing to do with Chulin, but the last Brech does. Right? You probably figured that out at some point during the year, okay. So when you get to the fifth parak, all of a sudden you're like, hey, by God, this is what the yeshiva chose. We can learn about Metziah B'Kiyas also. There'll be no connection to Chulin. Probably more connection. More connection. So comes the Mishnah of Arizari and lists off the following list. Eilu Asur V'Osim Kolshil. The following things, if they get mixed up into Arayvasim, they cause big, huge problems. So it's talking about Yai Nesach and Avedizara, those kinds of things we know. And then Basa B'Cholav. Cheeseburgers. If a boss of a cholav, it's osa b'kolshin. What does that mean? So, give me a case. I have 10 burgers with cheese on top of them. 9 of them are what? What are they? Impossible burgers. Right? Do they taste different from regular meat? Yeah. Okay. So let's say hachem haskin. They perfected the burger. They mamish tastes like a real burger. Okay. So I have no idea. I know I have 9 kosher cheeseburgers here and 1 tray for cheeseburger here. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, sorry, it's Eisiv Kosher. So state the Mishnah, it's Eisiv Kosher. So you might want to know why is that exactly. What is it? What quality does a cheeseburger have that's Eisiv Kosher? So it works and works and works. And finally, the Gemara says that Haitana Tarte Islay. A cheeseburger has 2 things going against it. Number 1, it's a davar shebe minyan. It's things that people count out because they're serving as meals. I didn't say chlitza was cabbage yet. And then the Gemara says, v'isurinan happens also the asav hanah. Why is that important? The Gemara says that's important for the following reason. That if you look on the list of the Mishnah, there's one thing that is conspicuously missing. What is that? Few things are missing, but there's one very, very conspicuous thing missing. Liste nami chatichas what? Chatichas nevela. A steak, a tray for steak is not on the list. A cheeseburger is on the list, but a tray for steak is not on the list. Why not? Man is shtan a cheeseburger from the steak? The answer is, one's bas b'chol, one's not. So comes the Gemara, comes the Yitzchak Navcha, the Chibur Rabbi, the Yitzchak Navcha, and say that the only time things are asa b'mashu is only if they have 2 strikes against them. They're davishe b'minyani kind of things, whatever that means, and they also have the halachic problem of being asa b'nagam. Both of those things combined together, then and only then did Chazal make this special takana called not bota. But if it's missing one of those 2, such as chatichas nevela, then you're good to go. Ad kan divrei ha'gemara. So what does it sound like from this Gemara? It sounds like the Gemara of Adazar is saying that what? that, I don't know if it's the word wrong, but we are disagreeing with what it says in the Gemara Chulin. Because it sounds like we're as an Ashsugya, the Amoraim is saying, the reason why Chatichat Gavela, Zayna B'Tayla is because it's a Dabba Chashuv. No. The Gemara Ben Azar is taking another stand and saying, no, Dabba Chashuv itself doesn't carry the day. Haraya, Chatichat Gavela is not mentioned in the Mishnah. It must be that you need Chaticha, Dabba Chashuv plus Yisrael No, and that's lacking by Gavela, therefore Tachat Gavela would be Batal. That's the simple reading of the Gemara Masechta Ben Azar. Who makes this observation? Rashi. So Rashi on the spot of it says, Takla, you're right. And according to the Sugi Masech Sefer Zara, the Chetich is the Velas Takha Batil, because it doesn't have that characteristic between us and Hanok. So Rashi, not that Rashi wasn't the Paisik, Rashi's goal in writing a Tavish on the Gemara was not to Pask and Shalza. Sometimes, as a secondary role, every once in a while Rashi will tell you what the Pesach Allah is. And very often you could figure out how Rashi would have paskin based on his perish in the Gemara. But his perish was not a sefer Pesach Halacha, not like the Rambam. The Rambam wrote a Pesach Halacha, and based on the Pesach Halacha, you have to figure out how he learned the Gemara. Rashi tells you how he learned the Gemara based on how he learned the Gemara, figure out how he paskin. So they come from different angles. So just because Rashi identified that the Sugin of Azara is disagreeing with the Sugin Chulin, that still doesn't tell me how to paskin. So now I have a one-on-one. So what would Rashi say if I came to hear the Rashi, walked into France in this Bismedrash, and say, Rashi, you won't believe this one, but I have a Chatichas Nevela got mixed into two other pieces of Ksheiros. Rabbi, Rabbeinu Shlomi Yisrael, what do I do? So the only information we have on hand is that Rashi would say, let's walk it through together. Rashi would say, well, according to Vashteitin and Chulin, you have a problem. It's not Batal. According to Vashteitin and Avadazara, you don't have a problem. What's the answer? I don't know. I guess it's good. I don't know what Rashi would say. I wasn't there. I don't live in France in the 1000s. I don't know what Rashi would have said. But the Ran went one step further than Rashi, because the Ran was writing his Pesach on the who? On the Rif. And the Rif very much was Pesach Halacha. He was a Pesach par excellence. The Rif was so much more of a posik, so to speak, in his goal. His goal is a posik, the Rashi. It's a greater posik. Worse, but I'm not here to judge Rishonim's Karech Pesach Halacha. But the Rif's agenda was so much more Pesach and so less Perish to such an extent that what did the Rif do? That he cut out all the parts of the Gemara that weren't the final Pesach. The whole goal of the Rif was just to write the final Pesach of the Gemara. The Rif did it by invoking the lines of the Gemara that were Pesach. The Rambam even outdid the Rif. What did the Rambam do? The Rambam so was a posik that he didn't even write the Gemara. That's why he got into trouble. That's why the Rambam didn't like why the Rambam wrote that way. So, but the Rif's Mahalach and the Ran, who's coming now ultimately to write his Perush on the Rif, is going to tell you what the final Halach is. So the Rif, most probably, also learned by Rashi, it's not the Stira and Sugiz, it's the Chlegin and Sugiz, and the Rif decided how to paskin. How did the Rif paskin? What does he say? What's the answer? What does the Rif say? Therein lies the riddle. What did the Rif say?
He skipped one.
He doesn't say. He doesn't quote Arsugya. He doesn't say a word about Chaticha Ulis Gavir. Doesn't exist in the authentic version of the Rif, says the Rav. And therefore, if it doesn't exist, everything is what until proven what? Proven until nothing but until proven also.
The Riff, if
you
don't miss it, doesn't mean he doesn't hold
this halacha. Yeah, that's right. You see, it's put there until, you know, otherwise, there's no reason to believe that it hasn't been available. It's not possible. So according to the Riff, you won't believe it. According to the Riff, two things. Number one, Ash Sugya doesn't exist. La halacha, so we should be moving on to the next Sugya. According to the Riff, we're mamish learning a Sugya that doesn't exist. It was a figment of someone's imagination, and Chul Dafku from an Aleph, but it's not true. The Rif was machriya like the Sugya of Avodah Zarah for some reason. I don't know why, but he was machriya like the Sugya of Avodah Zarah. And number two, there's one Siman Shulchan Aruch that's missing according to the Rif. The Siman Chaticha Ulis Gavir doesn't exist. I mean, the whole Shulchan Aruch didn't exist because it was written 300 years after the Rif was born, but that's a small technical problem. It means the Rif, there wasn't embarrassed this whole Sugya. It was Thursday anyway, you know, like guys, it was anyway, and Sunday anyway, so by the time we're done with the Sugya.
Is it not a tomorrow?
Well, there are two Mishnayos really. Because the Mishnah over there that gives the example of Bas Mechalov is implying that Nevela no. Against that Mishnah, which is saying Nevela yeah. So it's really a Stira Mishnayis. So then you have to go, what's the Klal when you have a Stira Mishnayis? So you go bust of the later one, right? Don't you? So which is later? Chulin. There's a chulin after Avodah Zarah. There's one mesechta, two mesechtas, the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the whole thing about that. You got to read Geres HaShurim, you've got to figure out what the rule of Pesach is. Now you need the Yad Kol again. You got to figure out what to do.
Isn't there a cloud that you, the Mishnah majority talking about that topic?
The problem is they're both talking about the topic. They're both. Sometimes you have the Gemara as a voice, sometimes you have a Mishnah, like a line, the Mishnah tucked away somewhere, Shalom Kaimo. This is not Shalom Kaimo. When you're learning Chulin, this is a major part of Chulin. These are major six in Avodah Zarah. I don't know, I'm not sure. So notwithstanding what Rashi tells us, that at least Rashi opens up the possibility of rejecting Asagya. He didn't say it for sure, but maybe. And the Rif, probably, the Ran for sure, but that's a Rif. Tosfos didn't buy this whole story. Tosfos B'chlal didn't buy into the whole story, the B'chilah V'Yatzah. Tosfos, you can't toss a Gemara and Chulin out the window. And you can't toss, worse than tossing a Gemara out the window, you're tossing a what? A Stamishna, it's a Steer and Rebbe, Rebbe that must say to himself, change his mind, Chulin, but he's like, come on, I got you talking. That would tell you they don't believe it's true. Go back to the good word. Go back to the Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah. What did the Mishnah say in the Avodah Zarah? The Mishnah gave you a few examples of what? Of things that are not bought up. Every single case under the sun appears in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives you a handful of examples. The Gemara has a phrase, Atuki Ruchla, Lezer Velisne. What does that mean? You ever see that phrase in the Gemara? Atuki Ruchla, Lezer Velisne. A Reichel is a what? Is a peddler. So a peddler comes to town, he said, anyone want to buy beads, anyone want to buy combs, anyone want to buy a toothbrush, anyone want to buy a shirt. He lists you every single one of his wares because he wants to make sure maybe someone will buy something. So the Gemara says, the Tanoim didn't talk like peddlers. They don't think of you every single case. They give you 2, 3, 4 examples. They come out and move on to the next. Otherwise, you'd never finish anything. You'd be like us. You'd be learning 4 blood a year. So the Mishnah eventually gives you a few examples. Figure it out on your own and invite them. So when the Gemara said that the Mishnah listed Bas V'Chala and didn't list the Vela, that does not mean to say the Mishnah didn't think the Vela was true. What did the Gemara mean? The Mishnah was talking a certain language. The Mishnah was talking the Lashon of Yisuri Hanah. That happens to be, it's in Masechta Avodah Zarah, which is a nice place to talk about Dvar Masur Hanah, because generally Avodah Zarah think of things are also Hanah. So the Mishnah is to try to give you your average examples, things that catch your attention, examples of Yisrael. So what are some of the classic examples? So the Mishnah gives you the daily kinds of things that happen. You have Yai Nessa, happens every once in a while. You have Avodah Zarah, you have Oris Levuvin, you have Shor HaNiskols, you have Chamos, the average interacting things every day get mixed up in your kitchen. But the Mishnah was not planning to give you an exhaustive list. And therefore, it's very possible that there's something that is true halacha, but it wasn't the topic of the Mishnah. And what's that item that's true halacha and not the topic of the Mishnah? Chetichah Shavela. And that's when the Gemara said the phrase that Amr Chib Rabba Ritem Ritzach Nav Chay Tana Tarte Islay L'miute Nevela. It didn't mean L'miute Nevela is wrong. It meant stylistically, textually, L'miute Nevela. We're not going to talk about Nevela because it's not a topic. But is it true? It's true. So whereas Rashi and the Rif of the Ran were understanding the Gemara of the Zohar in a very halachic context that the Mishnah stuck to its guns and only spoke about case X, Y, and Z because A, B, C, D, E, F, G are talking not true. The Tosfos says the whole thing, we're back in business. Now again, the mile of Tosfos' job is that you don't have to make it artificial enough like this and have to decide who you pass it like and throw out sugyas and toss out Mount Komas and cut out lines and Shabrach. Of course, it's a bit of a legal standard. The Havoch of the Mice of Shulchan Aruch, the Shitas Harif, which may or may not be Shitas Rashi, but I'm sure Shitas Rashi, that shita to paskin that doesn't exist against that Gemara has been nitcha min halacha. We do not accept it. Shupan brayfa. It's a nimna v'gomel for the last 800-900 years that avad agama means it literally. The Gemara of Azar probably didn't even mean anything all that damaging. It was probably just a literary statement, not even a halachic statement. And therefore, back to the drawing board, there is a concept of a chetichah l'skabeh. So yes, we are comfortable with subscribed to chetichah l'skabeh. Yes, we do believe b'avuna shleima in this din. Rabbanan, true. Okay, how much? Of chetichah l'skabeh. And therefore, asugi does have meaning for us. So it's kedai to pay attention to Shia from here on in. Yeah.
Why would the Gemara list those cases and not chetichah shanaveil?
Because the Mishnah is stylistically talking about Yisuri Hanah, because Avodah Zarah is Yisuri Hanah. So it's just that's the lingo of the Mishnah.
But then that's a ginormous. When the Mishnah doesn't list something that clearly falls under a category, then
No, it shouldn't have been
not including that
no,
something
because,
in that
because
category.
Because you're Medayik to Moshe, the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah was just listing those things in this category. We're not talking about everything under the sun. The fact that the Mishnah of Arizona doesn't say that you're not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur. Azariah, you're allowed to eat in Yom Kippur. The Mishnah doesn't say that you're not allowed to drive a Shabbos. Oh, Azariah, for the Zepa, you're allowed to drive a Shabbos.
No, but it gives a bunch of examples that of all these Suri,
all these
Suri,
all these Suri, hello. Right. And it's not talking about the other topic. Because the other topic is when you learn chulin. Means you think you just open up the line in a Avodah Zarah and just learn in a vacuum, you have to learn Kol Torah Kula. So when you learn a Avodah Zarah and you read the Mishnah chulin, then you realize what Pshat in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. You all fell into the trap of the riff. I'm trying to save you. Quickly, pull yeah. Hey, the riff. Oh, yeah. The Ram said that the only, how many things? The Ram says less than 10 things that the riff didn't say right. Less than 10 things. Okay, so Mitzvah Begamu, there is such a din. Fine, so we're back in business. People are scattered. But in passing, before we even got to people are scattered, remember the Gemara made reference to another machlekes at the time, the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan about pre-particular scattered, even things that don't have that characteristic particular scattered. Just plain and simple, what? Davish of Minyan. Okay, without even defining what Davish of Minyan is, just the concept of Davish of Minyan was up for grabs. It was Machlekes HaTanaim. So Rabbi Meir says, Kol Shadaka Limanos Shanino, whatever that means, either S or Kol, whatever you think would be up for Shlokish. Rabbi Meir said, something that's Davish of Minyan is Ein HaBotel. And the Rabbanan said, not true, doesn't exist. How do we pass it in that Machlekes? How do we pass it in that Machlekes, by the way? That was the prelude to the Chetichus Kabbat. The Gemara needed Chetichus Kabbat according to the Chokim Rabbi Meir. How do we pass in Halacha? So if you ask me, I would say I have multiple reasons to believe that we don't accept Rabbi Meir. Why would I think we don't accept Rabbi Meir? What would lead me to believe we don't accept Rabbi Meir? A few good riots. One is Yavram L'Charabim. That's like a pretty, pretty solid. Unless you can overturn that. Generally, the starting point is Yavram L'Charabim. Of course, it's not an all-convincing raya, that every once in a while there's an exception to the rule. Who could trump Yochid Ram L'Chol? Yamaroyim. The later Yamaroyim think that the Yochid is the more correct, they can overturn that klal. And now they become the Ram. But at first glance, I would think, my Nati and Tzach would be probably to reject Yochid Ram L'Chol. How do you reject Yochid Ram L'Chol? The Gemara says the greatest chok of his generation. How could you reject Yochid Ram L'Chol? How could the other Tanoim, very often Rabbi Meir was a Das Yochid. Out of all the Heligat Tanoim, the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva, we very rarely postulate for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir loses out to Rabbi Yehuda, loses out to Rabbi Yossi. So why is that? The Gemara says that he was so great, La'omdol Daitai, that the other Tanoim sometimes couldn't chap his God, they couldn't chap his Mondos. So they didn't. Ramahatos, didn't understand what he meant, and they thought Fakirat, even though it could be in the Olam Esal Yoinim, he thought had the sharper svar, he thought had a clearer understanding, but the Torah was not given to Olam Esal Yoinim, it was to Olam Atachtan. So according to the Sefer Yosher, if everybody else's IQs were only 250 instead of 280, so for the regular Hamona, the Rabbi Hudas, the Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Shimon, everybody else, so they had a call like a Siyam, Havel for both, they had a call like a Siyam, they had a pastor like you think is right. The Gemara says, "But even the MCMs, Rabbi Meir had certain insights that were even greater than the other Tanoim." But l'omdo al daitei. That's the same reason the Gemara says, "Well, he followed Beisilah." But Beshamay, the Gemara says, "Beshamay machadei tvei." That Talmud for Talmud, line for line, Beshamay's Tamid Chachamim were greater than Chachamim Beisilah. The Gemara says, "The Tamid of Beshamay, but Beisilah were the ropes." So Kachazet, the rope. Rope means you have to be in the same league. Let's say you have. One guy's in the major leagues, and you have 100 guys who are in the little leagues, PAL, right? So you don't say, who's a real good, you know, baseball star? I don't even know the names. I even know from the good old days.
Cheater.
Like Bully Mays, you know, guys like from my days, you know, like the end of my tkufa, okay? We're still off the court, you remember, okay? Mickey Mantle Bays, all right, a little bit later. So that's not a rove, that's a joke. That's a late sonnet. That's what the rabbi said about Rav Chaim. If 100 rabbis said one thing, and Rav Chaim said the other, said, but none of them knew how to learn like my grandfather. They weren't in the same league. That's not Bisham and Bisham. Bisham and Bisham were basically the same, so it's like, how, both of those, you can discuss No, Mr. Alt even knows. Who was the best center fielder in New York in the 1950s?
Yeah, Matthew.
And Willie Mays, right? Right. That was a big machlokes. In the 50s, that was a big machlokes. Who was the best center fielder? So, you can argue they're all the same, Barsha. I think Willie Mays is a little bit better than the other two, truthfully. I think all around stats are a little bit better. But you know, I mean, he could run. Mickey Mantle had broken his knees, but broken all the time. Give or take. But they're in the Parsha. They're in the same Parsha. When you're in the same Parsha, you can discuss, right? When it's not the same Parsha, you're discussing Willie Mays and the guy in PAL who paid to set the field. Meriachah Savlovsky. Okay. Meriachah Savlovsky is Willie Mays. The Mechil is covered. Meriachah. In terms of who could say better, Schumann, Zwacher, Meriachah has a hand over Willie Mays. But in terms of who plays more better, it's probably the other way around. Okay. Anyone who's listening to the Shir online, just remember that today is Beis of Chodesh Adar. So just a little relax. A little. I was online the other day in the Nagel's Bagels yesterday morning. One of the Rabbanim in the Shiva was by the Hamantash. And he was joking with Marco. And they were having a whole discussion about Hamantash and Purim. I was standing there cracking up. I was laughing. I was taking a Hoshia Kloli to Marco by the Hamantash. People just get very light. The atmosphere gets very light around Purim time. Okay. So back to Kibbutz Kibbutz. Back to our story over here. So based on our regular rules, I would probably be led to believe that we're not going to follow Rabbi Meir. Probably is that's Yochid, we're probably going to follow the Chachamim, that there is no such thing as Dabar Shemini B'chlal. And Agamari just seems to bear this out. Why? Because what? Right, because the Gemara kind of says that, no, the real reason is Ketichel Eskab. It's almost like the Gemara, like, wasn't so tzifridim to invoke Dovah Shem Minyan. I mean, maybe, you know, the Gemara is really, really coming up with a real reason that really, really stands. However, it's a very, very strong reason to believe that maybe Rav Meir is going to make a comeback here. Maybe Dovah Shem Minyan really is important. Maybe Rav Meir is ultimately right. What would lead us to believe that? What would lead us to believe that a man may really, really have the upper hand in this again? Rabbi Yechiel Rishwakish, 100 years after a man died, sitting around in Tveria, pilpeling, fighting, arguing as to what? As to what Rabbi Meir said. Ramelech is off Darush HaMinyan. What do we mean? So Rabbi Shlokah said, all he meant was most of the time counts. No, he meant always counts. No, he meant something. No. The Chilga Meroyim, sitting around in Tveria 100 years later and having a fight, a heated discussion, Bidas Rabbi Meir? I mean, it could be it was just a total schmuck kind of a day, you know, and they were just trying to figure out every single sheep possible that ever existed. But that's usually not the derech b'kachah. The Gemara presents this machlokes time and time again. It appears in Chulin, it appears in Avodah Zarah, it appears in the Sefer Beitza. Every time the sea comes up, the Amoraim are going at it in terms of what Rabbi Meir said. That may be pointing in the direction that Rabbi Meir had something here. Maybe Rabbi Meir was right. Maybe the Shemini is not right. So this is the machlokes of Rishayim. But the Rambam didn't like this. The Rambam says, no, it's not true. The Rambam says that we go back to the regular rules, Yachram and Karabim. I think in this topic, yeah, of Adam Shem Minyanish. There's no such thing as Adam Shem Minyanish, where Meir was rejected. And the Torah quotes other Rishonim, well, not so fast. Lo Pashut. Who's the Torah quote? Who's the Torah quote? Who's the quote? Quotes from the... I forgot him. Quotes from the Ri. He says that maybe we really do accept Rabbi Meir to some degree. So now we have how many shittas floating around Rishonim now about our take on Devarim Chashuvim? We have the Rif, and perhaps Rashi, perhaps the Ran, who say even Chedich Leskabit doesn't exist. They're the biggest Nekilim, who threw out Agamara, in deference to the Gemara of Adazar. Then you have all the other Rishonim who refuse to throw out the Chedich Leskabit, but the Ran says, the buck stops here. Chedich Leskabit, yeah, problem. Anything else, not a problem. Then you have the Ri, who's saying, no, guess what? We may not even need Chedich Leskabit. Even though Shemini itself may do the trick for us. And there's a fourth question that has to be elaborated on. What the fourth question has to be raised? Even if we accept who? Rabbi Meir, which version of Rabbi Yehuda we accept. Again, this is, again, the riff left 20 minutes ago. Because once we're told Chatik Luskabit, the Hidza is on here anymore. It says, we don't even accept Chatik Luskabit, forget about Dabashav Minyan, even Chatik Luskabit we reject it. So according to the riff, this is a moot discussion many times over. According to the Rambam, this is Vaita moot discussion, because according to the Rambam, we don't follow Rabbi Meir. But within the Torah, within those who accept Dabashav Minyan, now we want to know, well, which Dabashav Minyan do we accept? We accept Rabbi Yehuda's version or Shlokash's Rabbi Yochanan was the very, very main kill, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only Dabash Aminyan of what credential, what criteria met? Eshadakli Manus, namely, every single time, impossible to sell this item without counting it out, then only then it's Dabash Aminyan. Anything short of that, it's not Dabash Aminyan. Or the Shlokash's Chumra version, if it's kind of, most of the time, usually sold by number, that's good enough. Which version of Rav Meir do we accept? Le-ha-machmir, when we follow Rav Meir. So again, the riffs out of this picture. Rashi, Duran, they're all gone. The Rambam, side of the other, they're all out. But within, there's in the Torah, within those Rishonim who accept Rav Meir, which version do we accept? So Rabbi said, you tell me, which version do we accept? Is this like even a Shaila? What are you thinking even? You know, which version do you accept? If you go to Rav Meir, you have Shlokas, what do you think? What do you think you do? What's the shadow? Yochanan gets a shlochish. Mechil is covered shlochish. The Gemara says in Yevamos in the fourth parak, only three cases we pass the shlochish against Rabbi Yochanan. Anyone remember them?
I assume it's not here.
What?
Probably not this one.
Kidney press, kidney goof. Chalitza is no bearers. Kasim ishim matana be mechil be mesam. One's down there. Okay? So, it's Yevamos of Elazar and Gittin. Yevamos of Elazar and Gittin. Doesn't sound like this. Okay? So, it sounds like we should saw it. If you want to, even for Askvai, why do we make the Shemini? It sounds like we're going to insist on the very, 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 very cool dicker version of what constitutes Dav Shemini. Don't you Dav Shemini? It's got to be a real super duper Eshadak Limas. That's what it sounds like. So that's what Sabri Shadim say. Sabri Shadim say, yeah, we accept, it's the reasons. Yeah, we accept Rene about the Yochanan's version. And the Bala Itur. No. Guess what? We follow Rish Shmokish's version of Rabbi Meir. You're looking for Chumras. This is a Chumra. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, which is a Chumra, Chumra, Chumra. And it's Rish Shmokish's version. Why? Why would anybody be Chayshish for Rish Shmokish's version of Rabbi Meir? Anyone figure out why? Anyone read all the Gemaras to figure out why? Anyone read the Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara in Vachim? Anyone up to Mamre Komas? So why? Why would anybody say such a wild thing? To take the chumra, dig a chumra, dig a chumra. So many chumras. What's wrong with a couple of kulas? Come on. They're not so religious. They're not so charedi. Not so, right-wing fundamentalists. Come on. We're more centrist. Come on. Why the chumras and chumras and chumras and chumras? Why? What prompted these Rishayim to say, says that chumras? So there are two Gemaras that point in this direction. And we've seen both of these Gemaras already this year multiple times. One is in Zvach, one is in Yitzhak. Since we've learned the one in Zvachim probably more recently, actually both of them pretty recently. All right, that was Zvachim. What does Mishnah say in Zvachim? Who remembers? Kol Zvachim shemisar v'behem echad be'elef what? Atis ha-meisa sh'anisko kulam what? Kulam yamusu. Frak the Gemara what? The lifto what? Lifto beruba. So what does the Gemara say? You guys don't know what the answer is. What's the final answer? You skip two blah. What does the Gemara start with? I'll tell you why it's not bottle. Listen to this. Why is it not bottle? Where's the Gemara in Zvachim? It's not here?
Not here.
Oh, come on. Because Tosfos quoted it. That's why. I figured everyone looked it up. What? I'm sure it was. By 100 times over. No, what does the Gemara say? Come on, the Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's not batel. You know why? Because it's a davar shebawat. I mean, people count off their animals pretty often. Versus really? Hanichawat le Rish Lakish ella Rabbi Yochanan Eshedai. It's not an Eshedai. People don't always count animals. Some people sell a barn worth of animals, they don't always count on animals. Sometimes. I'm not a farmer, I'm not a rancher, I don't know. So comes the Gemara and references the Machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish. And the Gemara says, you're right. It must be that this Mishnah is subscribing to who, to what, to where, to the Shita that holds, that what? A Kol Shadak Leimanus is good enough to be a Darshim and Minyan. That's what Papa who came to the Gemara. Oh, yeah, you're right. This is the answer. That this Gemara, this Mishnah that says that the Zevach, that Sharnisko, the Chatz Amesis, is not Bafil, and must be following that Chumra version of Kol Shadak Leimanus Shemino. That's right. Do you realize what the Gemara was willing to do at that point? The Gemara was willing to close up shop and commit a what? Commit a Stam Mishnah to who? To Reish Lakish's version of who? Of Rav Meir. The Gemara was willing to do that. Some of Shem said, if the Gemara was willing to do that, look at Rav Meir, sitting 300 years later, are willing to say pshat and Stam Mishnah and Zavachim and call it a day and move on to the next sugya. Committing a Stam Mishnah to Reish Lakish's version of Rav Meir, you know why? You could only do that if you really believe in your heart and soul. What? That what? That Reish Lakish is right. And Rav Meir is right, and Reish Lakish is right, and that's the way Paskin Halacha. So some Rishonim say, that's the Raya. That's a Raya Brura. And what do all the other Rishonim disagree with? The Rambam says, forget about it. And the Tur and the Risa forget about it. Not a Raya at all. You know why? That's right. The Gemara was willing to do that. It was willing, but what? But didn't. Because finally, on the Rava, what's the real pshat? Will the real pshat stand up? What is the real pshat in the Mishnah in Zvachim? Why is the animal not bought though? Because Balechayim Einam B'Teilim. Once the Gemara discovers America that Balechayim Einam B'Teilim, you know what just happened to the last two blad in Zvachim? They just went up in smoke. That means that whole shtukl Torah of, by the way, the Stam Mishnah in Zvachim is Hocham Ma'eskid Aliba Da 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 is not true. And once it's not true, then Nafalei Yisrael Nafalei Binyan, then we have no Raya anymore in any shape or form that Reish Lakish is correct. So the whole source to support Reish Lakish was a potential pshat in the Mishnah, but not an actual pshat, not the final word. So the Baal Itur made a big fuss out of the whole Shaka Matar, the Gemara, the potential pshat, and all the other Rishonim say that's not true, because it's not the actual pshat.
Aren't animals always counted?
Are they? Again, I'm not a Kiroya Kiva Kora, Soroya Edro Mavir, it's so annoying. I have no idea. I don't know if to check with the Cowboys. I don't know, don't you? New Rabbi Sang? Any other Aya? Beitza, good guess. What does it say in Beitza? We have a Brisa that says, you have this egg, that's this Arva of the LF. What does the Brisa say? It's not Bato, and we have no idea why. Maybe it's Davashesh Matino, maybe it's talking about a Beitza Swat. Trefa, remember the Gemara wasn't even sure what the Brisa is talking about. Maybe it's talking about a Beitza Trefa. Came out of a Trefa bird, so it's a Trefa egg. And now that egg gets mixed up in a million eggs, and what does the Gemara say? It says, why isn't it Bato? Why isn't it Bato? Why isn't it Bato? So you know what the Gemara says? Because it's a Davashesh Bawat. Shibaminyan, you must say, really, though, Shibaminyan, that's true if you hold whose version? Whose version? Reish Lakish's version. Hold Reb Yochanan's version, Michael Lemaim. What does the Gemara say? Yeah, this Brisa holds. Whose version? Reish Lakish's version. Wow. If that's correct, if that's pshat, so then what? If that is correct, that is a very strong support for who? Reish Lakish's version. Remember, we were having a Brisa. Okay, that's a mission. It's not a Brisa. Neftanoi will subscribe to Reish Lakish has Hanaitic support for 8 years. Comes to Baal and says, nope, Lachabo, same right. Ke'en Yerayim Lachim, the Gemara in Beitza. So you see that you have these Stam Gemaras that are willing to commit Tanoim statements to the worldview of Reish Lakish. All the Chokmah and Avilitu will say, what to that Gemara? All the Institute of that Gemara, they'll turn around and say, that was nice. It was a nice fleeting habit. I mean, what's the maskara? Why is that Beitza not bottle? As what does the Gemara say? What's the ultimate pshat in that brisa? What's the real reason for that brisa? It's not even talking about a Beitza trefa. It's talking about what? Beitza should all be on it. And why is it not bottle? What's the Davshesh Matir? You mean it was a nice pshat in the Torah. So the same way the Gemara ultimately rejects in Zvachim the Okimta of Reish Lakish, the Gemara also makes the Okimta of Reish Lakish superfluous. So with two sugyas, The identical flaw. These are sugyas kemechem yisum kemayra. One's a sugyan beitz about beitzes. One's a sugyan zvachim about zvachim. That's the right place the thing should be. And in both places, the Gemara had a fleeing havamina that Rish Lakish is the key to the story. And in both places, the later on the run ultimately rejected that. The question is, stylistically, in Psak Allah, you're a Risha now, what do you extract from that? So some Rishon extracted an awful lot from the Havamina. In fact, the Amaran were willing to almost commit this Mishnah Brisa to Rish Lakish. That's support for Rish Lakish and Shita. And the others say, no, it's not for support. If anything, rejects Rish Lakish, because ultimately the reason why the Gemara backed out was that because Rish Lakish is not accepted. So you pick, you choose. If I say four Shitas of Rishon, and what I think is on you have the extreme, extreme, extreme view, the biggest makivim on the Rif, and maybe Rashi, you know what? That, nothing, zero, everything's mutter. Everything's mutter, the whole world's mutter. Then you have, on the other extreme, you have the Baal Iter, who says that not only is Dover, not only is Iloskap the problem, a few Dovshim minions a problem, and even Rish Lakish's version of Roshim is the problem. That's the extreme, that's the biggest chumra in the world. Then you have two shittas in the middle. You have the Rambam who says that Chaticha Rilis Kaved is a problem, but Roshim Minyan is mutter. Then you have the middle ground, the Torah quotes, the Ri, other Rishonim who say that Minyan is Usur, but only whose version of Roshim Minyan? So again, four possibilities. This just sums up what we just spoke about in the last 45 minutes. Okay? Four different possibilities in Rishon and Halacha. Okay? Good.
Why is the Gemara in Beisa assuming that an egg is like not the most... Like, nowadays I would say the egg is the most classic case of Darshan.
Right. That's what Sama Chorem writes. Sama Chorem writes that eggs in the old days maybe was not the super duper, but now it probably is. That's what Sama Chorem writes.
Now
that
even both
right, that's right. That's the Marshal. That's the Shachter. Poskim and Shuchanah quote the Marshal. It says that maybe Chanami. The type of things have changed today. That's why. That's why my friend was so excited that in Washington Heights, it's not the way, right? But normal places they do sell. Go into a shop right next to buy. I like to buy. Give me a handful of eggs, please. See how far it goes. All right. So of course, there's only one thing we haven't yet even begun to discuss. As usual, we haven't defined yet what Chetik Miskabi really is. We've talked about it. We've talked about do we care about it or not, but we're not sure we know one or we bumped into one. And there's a comment in the Gemara Beseches Vachim that Tosfos got all the hits about an answer again. And it's going to throw a monkey wrench into the precise definition of a Ketuv Miskabi on Sunday. We'll continue with that part. It's a fairly short sigma. We should probably finish off the sigma on Sunday and then roll right into a Ben Ephraim and Ben Etam on Monday about if that's the day of the Shari Surim, so you gotta bring us back to September days. So you gotta really get back into this thing. Okay, a little bit of a finish.